Hey, dude.
Yo.
Yo, man. It was crazy because Andrew was like occupying the same line because he wanted to tap in with us, but I was like, yo, it's only the one.
Because he's trying to get on the interview and steal my time.
Dude, that's what managers do. They don't only want 10%. They want to be a part of everything, damn it.
they don't want the money. They want the fame. They want the glory.
It feels so good to hear your voice, man. How have you been, bro?
I've been really good, man. I guess it's like, I feel like I saw you in a random country last time I saw you.
I think so. Well, let's go ahead and rewind time just a tad bit. So there's one time that you're not going to remember because it was your 21st birthday. I don't expect you to remember that night.
No, definitely. I mean, I imagine how the interaction would have went. You would have been like, yo, happy birthday, man. This is great. And I would have been like, thank you so much for coming, but I really don't remember anything happening.
Listen, I don't expect you to, but yeah, bro, we've been able to hang out in the most insane places. I'm talking Toronto. I'm talking Dublin. You've dumped water on my head, and we've shared shots on your 21st birthday, man. It's just like such an amazing thing for me.
Really crazy.
To see a friend of mine really just continue to live out his dream and to work his ass off and get everything that's been deserved. Bro, so I just need to tell you that from day one, I'm so proud of how you continue to level up, homie.
Thank you, man. That means the world. Thank you. I remember that first interview when I was like in there, sitting in the chair, hands shaking and voice stuttering, and you were like, "It's all good. It's gonna be fine. You're gonna be okay."
Yeah,
I really do appreciate that. I remember that to this day.
Gosh, bro, it's just been such an amazing journey, and I want to focus on some of these moments that we've been able to share together and how it really works with this music that's coming here. Oh my gosh, man, the word that really sticks out to me when I think about my friendship with Shawn Mendes is selfless, and how selfless you are. And I don't think that you've picked up on some of these little things across the way, but one that really stands out to me was when we were in Dublin and I was alongside Andrew, the final song, final guitar strum after the set closed, you came running off stage and you stopped and you complimented me on what I was wearing before anything else. You just see what I'm saying? And it's like those things, man, that I really love that it comes through in your music. It comes through in everything that you do. Gosh, man.
Is it that or is it that you just always look that good that it just changes everything else that's happening around us?
It could be that too, bro. But we have to talk about how that shines through in Wonder. Not only the album that we get in a bit, but this lead song. And even before the song, the freaking intro. Gosh, man. You hit every single goosebump, man. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Thank you. I feel like, you know, it was a weird time to be making music, and it's been really scary and hard for a lot of people. And it was crazy because we went to go make the album and we were writing for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden lockdown happened.
Yeah.
And I'm moving in to Camila's house in Miami with her parents, and I'm like learning how to do laundry and make dinner for the first time.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I've been touring since I was 15, so this is literally the first time, and it was amazing. It really was this like moment of like, oh wow, like this feels right. And with that, I was also panicking because I was like, there's no way this album's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And then I guess because I didn't have the opportunity to just like run into a studio, I started journaling a lot. And you know, I don't know if you've experienced this, but like over the time when everything just kind of stopped, like it felt like the world stopped, but like all of everything that you were just like running full pace after just kind of caught up to me.
Yeah.
And my world, I was like, I kind of had a moment to reflect on like what I've gone through. And not only that, when I was done with that, like what is happening in the world and everything. And it was just like kind of overwhelming, but I started writing, I wonder this, I wonder that, I wonder this, I wonder that. And it was just this real like conscious flow of reflection. And I think that that's what the song is. And also I think that's like the essence of the album, which once you hear the album, if you get a chance to listen top to bottom, it really has this reflective essence to it that I feel really good about. But it's been a really crazy time.
Well, I know that that's like super important to you to, you know what I mean, to really pour your heart out and to really be so vulnerable. And I wanted to know, you know, in moments like this, how frightening is it? But at the same time, when you were able to accomplish that and overcome that, how rewarding did it feel when it was all kind of said and done?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing that I feel like I learned was to kind of not associate myself with what I do and my achievements and my success, because it's like, if you start to connect yourself to the success you have, then if one person doesn't think that your song is the best in the world, then it feels like your heart's breaking.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was so intertwined with everything that I did that it felt like I was on the edge of freaking out at all times. And then finally, when I slowed down and, you know, I think I got to a place where I was like, you know what? I really like this music. I feel good about it. It does something to me and I really love it. I send it to my mom. She loves it. My sister, who's my biggest critic, she loves it.
Yeah.
If no one else likes it, I think I'm going to be okay. Like, it's done what it's already needed to do. And I feel like that was a huge lesson for me moving forward in life. Like, you just get stuck if you associate yourself with your success.
Yeah, and that's dangerous, man. So dangerous. Then your personal and your self-worth starts to get wrapped up in, I didn't get nominated for this. What did I do wrong?
They are not the same thing at all.
Ah, yeah, it's not connected. Oh my gosh. So I want to know, though, in the madness that is your normal, people really don't fully understand all that you do in one given day when we aren't dealing with this pandemic world. Let's think, for example, SNL week or SNL day. You know, how much running around?
Do you
one, kind of miss it a tiny bit, but also appreciate those moments a little bit more now that they're not around?
I think that, you know, a lot of things happen. I was like definitely realizing that I need to spend more time with my family after being able to spend more time with them.
Yep.
I was like, I really like hanging out with these guys. I have not seen them enough over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And then with that being said, I also am like, damn, it's really cool to see Mackerel and do like a little, you know, 20-person acoustic session the day the single comes out and see people's faces and see how they've memorized the song in literally 8 hours. And
yeah.
There's stuff like that that I just started taking for granted, and now we're here about to release, you know, an entire album, and we got to do it on the phone, and it's cool, but it's different, you know? I do miss everyone. I miss your face, and I miss just people's faces, and I'm sure everyone relates.
Well, we're going to get to that, dude. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to those moments, and we're going to appreciate them even more. And you're going to see me in another country. It's going to happen. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'll see you somewhere.
It really is. And the thing is what I really love about this song, too, is that, and I know what it means to have that show closer of a record. I know what it means to have that song that just puts that final stamp on an amazing show. And that's what I get with Wonder from the very, matter of fact, you know, I'm going to shoot you this. I'm going to tell you this text message that I had with a mutual friend, with Sharon Daster. And she asked me, I texted her, I said, walking to my dentist appointment, because when I heard the song for the first time, she sent it, songs blaring in my way too expensive headphones, I had to stop walking so I didn't cheat the goosebumps from having their moment. And I told her, you level up every time, man. And I told her also, this intro sets up the album flawlessly, but the song sounds like a tour closer. When you're able to create these anthems and you know it's just so much of who you are, just being your best self and being present, do you take those moments to really sometimes pat yourself on the back just a little bit to know, like, I'm on the right track?
You have to.
Yeah.
I think you have to. And I think that, like, if anything has been, like, taught to everybody, it's to not give themselves enough credit for when they're being present and when they're being real, and to have to kind of fit in a box and say what they think is right. And I think when you find yourself in a moment where you're like, you know what, like, that was very me, and that was very me on a high pressure scale, you know, you have to sit down and whether it's like writing in your journal, whatever you're doing, just be like that. I'm proud of that, because it's tough, man. It's really hard. I think that one of the hardest things in the world is just to be human and to like actually live your way and your truth.
Yeah.
So when you feel that's happening, you gotta give yourself a pat on the back for that. So I hope I'm really happy you feel that from the song, because genuinely it really does feel like that for me. It also feels like a door to an even bigger world of kind of freedom of writing and where I can go and honesty. So
dude,
I think it's just kind of one in that direction, you know?
It's such an amazing thing to hear and to feel the growth through the phone. I mean, just again, every single, it's like you're maybe one level away from playing King Koopa or Bowser, like playing the boss in the final level, bro. Like you get there every damn time.
David, is that the thing though? Are you always only one level away? Not to get all philosophical on you, but isn't that what it feels like? You're always one level away.
Damn it, dude. That's the start of a new Maxwell and Sean collab. We're always one level. level away coming in 2022. I promise. Hey, before I get you out of here, man, I also want to let you know how proud I am and how thankful I am that you are an ally in the bigger picture of what's happening in the world. The fact that you have understood what your platform is and what it means to so many people, for you to allow some of the most amazing educators and speakers who are really tapped into the social consciousness of the world to speak on your platform and to be there for us.
I mean, thank you, man. That means the world to me. Thank you.
That's important, man. And how important is it for you?
It's important, and honestly, I think what I am learning, even like starting a foundation and everything, is that, and also making the album and everything when it comes to this stuff, is that you don't have to be an expert when it comes to matters of the heart. You just have to just take a second, take a breath, and be like, is this wrong or is this right?
Yeah.
And every single person, if they really dig deep enough, has that moral compass. And I think that when it comes to knowledge, there's so many people who have so much more knowledge and so much better ways of explaining what's going on than I do. And I feel like, you know, learning that, giving my platform over to people, is like the most effective and smartest thing to do, was just like an incredible feeling. But honestly, I just wanted to say to you also before I go, is that, you know, like I said at the beginning of the interview, whether this is on there or not, is like, you have, since day one when I came in and I was like, I don't know what, you could not have even liked Life of the Party, but you still were so cool and so kind and so caring. And I've never heard your voice or saw anything of you or run into you where you haven't been so caring and loving. And in a really hard world, you know, I think it really shows who you are and what you stand for. And you have this platform that you have and you use in the right way. I think that, you know, you're always praising us and always praising us, but it's time for you to be praised a little bit too, man. So I appreciate you and the way you do it and how easy you make it seem and how kind you are with everything. You should, you know, write in that journal tonight how proud you are, because I think you really deserve it, you know. And also, one last thing is the second to be like, everybody who's listening, I never ever talk out to the people listening and say thank you for listening and tell them, you know, I appreciate how much they've showed the support to you and I over the years. And I hope everyone's doing good. I hope that everyone is finding some joy and happiness. And I don't think we do that enough. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, anyway.
This is why I love our conversations. Just because it's just so genuine. Our friendship is built off of that, dude. And it's forever going to be that way, man. So you've got a forever friend, dude. Can't wait for the rest of the world to continue to show you the love that this song just really deserves, because it's just who you are. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, man. Love you to bits, bro, and I can't wait to see you in person
man.
You take care
of yourself, man.
Tell the family I said hello, all right? Love you all, brother.
I will.
Bye, Sean.
See ya.